Hi, everyone. My name is Alex, and I'm a software engineer at Freedom of the Press Foundation. Today, I'm going to discuss about the subject of removing traces from documents. Real quick, what we're going to see today. I want to discuss mostly about what are the known de-anonymization vectors we are aware of that may be in documents. I'll show you some tools that can help you anonymize those documents and remove traces from them. And of course, we're going to see limitations because the subject of making removing traces from your activity from documents is actually really hard. If I can speak up, I'll try. And then finally, due to the limitations, we will try to see how we can dampen those, how we can cross this gap between the technical and the practical in order to overcome, let's say, these limitations and help people who want to stay anonymous with some practical advices. Unfortunately, I'm not going to provide some sort of novel way of removing sophisticated metadata and trade or tracing schemes that may exist in documents. It's not going to be also like a deep course in metadata removal. It's mostly going to be like what's out there, what tools exist to help there, and some extra advices. So, let's jump right in to the anonymization vectors. What I'm going to show you today is, what I'll try to do is to categorize some of the vectors that are in the literature. Hopefully, it will be a good categorization, an extensive one. We will focus on this talk solely on what is inside a document, because the subject of anonymously obtaining a sensitive document and sharing it with someone else is a whole different subject. It leaves traces outside of the document, and we're not going to talk about that. Quick terminology, in case you are not aware of. We're going to talk about OCR at some point. OCR is optical character recognition, and it's the process of retrieving text from images. And we're going to talk about flattening, which is making a document, a page, let's say, of a document that has complex components, making it like a flat image. We're going to talk about metadata, but metadata are just the tip of the iceberg. There are a lot of many more de-anonymization vectors. And if during this presentation you find an example that doesn't fall under one of those categories I will provide, please speak up. We would like to know about it. I'm going to start with a very simple example, a very known one. A Vice reporter at some point took a picture of McAfee. He was hidden somewhere in the South America and forgot to scrub the metadata of the location while he uploaded it, and that way McAfee was traced. So lesson number one, okay, sure, scrub the metadata from simple documents like files and audio.